They say a photo tells 1,000 words. Women with disabilities are telling their stories through a new exhibition, hashtag Through My Eyes. The exhibition uses photography and self-portraits to challenge the way we view and think about disability. To learn more today, we are joined by Professor Diane McDonald, a PhD candidate at Black Dog Institute and the School of Psychiatry. Good morning, Diane.
Hi. Just for your information, I'm not a professor yet.
Oh, I do apologize.
I'm just a PhD student at UNSW and Black Dog.
Oh, I apologize for that, but welcome nonetheless.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell us about this exhibition, how it came together?
Yeah, sure. So I started working on this exhibition about 3 years ago. So in 2018, I started the groundwork for creating the exhibition. And in 2019, I recruited 6 women with physical disability who then spent 3 months working alongside myself and a few other women, creating self-portraits around female identity. And so it was really important, I think, in this context to make sure that it wasn't, I am a photographer by trade, that it wasn't me taking the photos of someone with a disability. It was actually the women themselves taking control and telling their story and showing themselves as they want to be seen and heard.
It's so important. And it's within the exhibition, have you received feedback from the public yet?
Well, that's really important what's going on with what we're doing right now. And it's quite exciting, too, because we've used a very specific methodology to produce this work. It's called Photo Voice. And basically, cameras are put in the hands of people who are traditionally marginalized by society, and they can speak out about issues that mean a lot to them. But one of the problems or one of the kind of challenges with Photo Voice is rarely is the product then put into a public arena and impact gauged. And so that's what we're trying to do at the moment. So we've got this exhibition virtually online at throughmyeyes.photography. And then it's at Bowen Library in Maroubra in New South Wales. And at both places, there's an opportunity for anybody who visits it to give us feedback, to let us know what impact it has on them. And that's what we're collecting at the moment. It's pretty exciting, too. Like, I've taken a peek at some of the responses, and they're fascinating. So, yes.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. And it's a great way that it's available virtually as well, because that was going to be my next question. How are we going to see it in this current climate that we're living in at the moment?
Yeah. And also, I mean, I guess we didn't even consider that, you know, because of the nature of disability, there will be some people who can't physically get to see a public exhibition. And Bowen Library is very COVID safe. They practice very good standards. So you can feel safe in going there. But if not, you can go online no matter where you are. And we are getting impact from around the world, too. We can check to see what countries people are tuning in to look at it. And it's wonderful.
And I don't want to make too much of a spoiler alert, but I did look at some of the launches, and there's this amazing, striking photo of a woman at the top of a fire exit stairwell. It's called Fire Escape by Evian Grosvenor, which is one of the self-portraits in the exhibition. It's so powerful, and it really says a lot about how our emergency planning is made and not necessarily super inclusive.
Yeah, well, and it was interesting. She said when she was creating that self-portrait, she actually had her husband was down at the bottom of the stairs, and she's at the top of the stairs in her wheelchair. And she said she was petrified because if there was one little slip.
My God.
Yeah. And then what's really cool about that photograph, too, is you look, you're not too sure if you're looking up or you're looking down. It kind of really challenges the way that I see disability, the way that I see what they're looking at the moment. So yeah, that's a fun photograph.
Absolutely. And what, when we're talking about the other photographs, what kind of other issues are brought to light?
So when we started this project, we asked these women to create self-portraits around female identity, you know, to broaden our concept of what a female should or does look like, or what do we see or not see. And so they had four topics to photograph, and these were all feminist topics. So they had the politics of appearance and body was one of the topics. One of the other topics was sexuality, reproductive rights, and relationships. And that was interesting because there is one of the women, Melissa, she took a photograph of her 36 weeks pregnant in a wheelchair. And I've been surprised at how many men have said to me, oh, that's a really confronting photograph.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, well, why is it confronting? Mm. You know, she's having a baby. And it's that's probably above my pay grade. I don't know why they're just like, well, it just is confronting. It's just something we don't expect. So I think that would be really interesting to investigate a little bit further to find out why something like that, which to me wasn't that wasn't confronting at all. For some people, it is.
I mean, that's what's interesting, hearing what different perspectives come up and what questions arise. I mean, that's exactly what you want for an exhibition—a real talking, piece and a conversation starter.
Yeah, I reckon we did do a webinar a couple of weeks ago with Evie, the girl you're speaking about, with the fire escape photo, and Mel, another woman. And it went on for an hour, and it could have gone on for 4 hours because it was just, you felt like you were, you know, in the pub talking with some really cool people discussing, you know, subjects that matter. And it just, yeah. I can talk about this forever, if you can't tell.
I mean, I would absolutely love to, but unfortunately we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.